The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen. And tonight the show is all about Hollywood movies in honor of the Oscars coming up tomorrow night. We're going to get started with a song Sinatra made famous, sung by Robert Davi, Day In, Day Out.
A day in, day out. That same old voodoo follows me about. Same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. A day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view. That possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out? Come out, shine. I meet you when to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes a very large ocean's roar, just about 9,000 drums. Can't you see that it's love? Can there be any doubt? Oh, when there it is.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is delighted to have Robert Davi in the studio with us. You might know him as the James Bond villain in License to Kill, or as the FBI agent in Die Hard, or you might have seen him on TV on Profiler. But he is now a singer. Actually, he's been a singer for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he has just released a new CD called Davi Sings Sinatra. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carolyn.
So I understand you
should also mention...
Yes.
Goonies. Goonies is a huge cult classic, and so is Showgirls, and Die Hard, and Son of Pink Panther, and, you know, so because people know the face when they see it. They may not know the name, you know, but they know the face, and now with this new album, Davi Sings Sinatra, on the Road to Romance, hopefully they'll know the voice.
Wonderful. And what a voice it is. Wow.
Thank you.
You have got wonderful pipes, such a warm, deep, beautiful sound. I just know there are going to be a lot of happy female fans out there.
Well, I hope so. I love singing to them, let me tell you. You know, I'm a romantic at heart. And I did my first film with Frank Sinatra called Contract on Cherry Street, 1977. So that kind of put the stamp on me as playing the bad guy. I played a hitman in that. And here I was, you know, locked in this last 20-some-odd 30 years of playing the bad guy in a lot of films, although in Profiler I was the good guy, when I really wanted to sing. I feel like I've been let out of prison, and it's wonderful to sing for beautiful women, and all women are beautiful.
As a woman, I'm certainly delighted to hear that. You've taken Sinatra tunes, and you've made them your own. It's certainly an homage to Old Blue Eyes, but it's your beautiful voice, it's fresh arrangements.
All new arrangements. Nick Tenbrook did the arranging. I directed a film a couple of years ago, called The Dukes, about a doo-wop group that fell on hard times. Won 9 awards. It was in the Rome Film Festival with Coppola and Sean Penn and Redford and a lot of big other directors. And than the French Festival of Comedy. But the composer that I chose to do the score was a guy named Nick Tenbrook. And we became friends then, did another film that I took over from someone. And he used to write for Nancy Wilson. And so I told him I wanted to do this project. And the nature of it and the style in that I wanted, I didn't want to depart too much from the tradition. Mm-hmm. Because it's to me, the American Songbook is the Shakespeare of America. It's the golden age of American music, and whereby I love all kinds of music. This was a certain thing that is just comes out of that experience of the black jazz and jump blues artists, the Johnny Mercers of the world, the German, Irish, Scottish, English immigrants that were here since the Revolution, and then the sons and daughters of Jewish immigrants, a large portion of that immigrant population that wrote these beautiful lyrics that were romantic and optimistic. And this is who I really am.
And it's wonderful. I understand that you have a deeper purpose, a bigger purpose with it than merely entertainment, mm-hmm. by bringing these songs to the fore.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I think our parents and grandparents grew up during the Depression and World War II and a tremendously difficult time. And this music provided optimism. And right now we're in a very divisive climate in our country and in the world. We have a very difficult economic upheaval and just person to person with political differences and whatever differences. And this music drops all of that and lets us unite in a way and forget any kind of difference and realize the love that we have for our country, for America, no matter what side of the fence you might be on. So it's not just on the road to romance between a couple or individuals. It's our romance with America. Mm-hmm. With that larger purpose in mind, that otherwise, you know, I'd just sit home and do films still. You know, why put myself under scrutiny of, well, he wants to sing now, huh? So let's see what he's got, you know, which I love the challenge.
Oh, yeah. Well, you meet it very well indeed.
Thank you. Thanks.
You also put the songs together in an interesting order. This was not a casual thing. It follows a particular path.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, Phil Ramone produced the album, of course, a great artist. He did the Tony Bennett duets albums and Paul Simon and Billy Joel and Sinatra and Streisand. He's one of the great music producers, along with David Foster. There's a couple of those guys that are just legendary. And then Al Schmidt mixed it. And then the great Dan Wallen was the recording engineer. And my choice of records, as the title says, it comes from a lyric that's in Nice and Easy by the Bergmans and Lou Spence, On the Road to Romance. And that's what I wanted this to reflect, different aspects of romantic involvement, from the seduction of meeting and the elation of falling in love to the being in love, the depth of love, the falling out of love, the despair of love, the, so to speak, razor blades and vodka aspect of love, and then the rebuilding of self in the process of that. And also echoing that with our country. No matter how bad things might get, you know what I mean? There's still the optimism. That was the chair just dropping about 3 inches. Not a bodily function that you just heard. So that went. So what you have is so it's the romance between that path that we have in love affairs. Also, when you think about. In 1957, one of the songs I sing is All the Way. It won the Oscar for Best Song for Joker is Wild. You know, that's the kind of lyric and the kind of sentiment that was felt. And to me, it's universal.
Well, you do the songs really right. You've got this beautiful 30-piece orchestra backing mm-hmm. you up. Mm-hmm. Did you, like Sinatra did, record with the band, with the entire...
At times, yeah. You know, there's something about having that vibrancy there. And we did it at Capitol Records, you know.
Oh, you did it on the same stage?
Same stage, yeah, Studio A
Amazing.
And B. And mixed in C, and I used his microphone that he used in that time period.
Oh.
The Neumann mic that he had.
The Neumann, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you have a great devotion to Frank Sinatra. You've met Frank Sinatra.
Well, I did my first film with Sinatra in 1977, Contract on Cherry Street, and we were very close friends during the course of all, you know, the years. So he was a great, great, great guy. And Jilly Rizzo, I was friends with Jilly and all the guys. And that picture that's in the album cover, as I was saying, or inside the album flap of me and Sinatra when I was a 20-year-old kid, was taken by Jilly Rizzo. But, yeah, he was a friend. And I tell stories about all of that at the show at the Venetian, which is February 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Don't miss it.
Please show up.
And speaking of another Sinatra connection, it's the Venetian is where the old Sands used to be.
Exactly.
Which is where the Rat Pack used to perform.
That was legendary hallowed ground. We call that the Mecca, the Vatican, the Jerusalem of Vegas, where the Rat Pack howled and created a whole style.
Your voice is tremendous. You have some classical training.
Mm-hmm.
You sang opera.
Studied opera in Florence with Tito Gobbi, one of the great baritones of all time, and then with Dan Farrow at Juilliard, and then with Samuel Margolies, who taught Robert Merrill. And currently, I think, one of the best is Gary Katona, who put it all together for me right now. He's taught everyone from Sting, The Seal, to actually Whitney Houston. So he's one of the best.
Yeah. Did you think that you were going to be a singer when you started your career? Were you heading down that path, or were you more interested in the drama? Because I know you had a drama scholarship in college.
I had a drama scholarship to Hofstra University, and I did love the... I love both of them. You know, this is why Sinatra was such a major influence, is because he was someone who conquered not only film, he was a terrific actor, but he was his contribution to music was Picasso-esque. And so that was kind of the career that I had hoped to have. He even directed a film.
As have you.
Yeah. And so there was a, you know, him coming from the Italian immigrant family and all of that. So there was a... In the back of my mind, no, I loved the singing. There's nothing like that experience. In that, I think Gustav Mahler said one time that music is the closest we have to the absolute.
Yeah, well, it's certainly international, and it reaches us in a way that nothing else does.
Yeah, nothing just does. It translates everywhere, you know, yeah. No matter what.
Absolutely, you have taken all of the songs and made them your own.
Thanks.
And that's quite saying something.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, again, it's that ability to love the music. And I wanted the world also, the reason why Sinatra, because I could have done, you know, just covered the American Songbook and said Robert Davi, the great. I wanted to bring notice to Sinatra's accomplishment, not only musically, but sociologically. And as I said earlier in the interview, that the country is going through a difficult time. And he was the first artist, the first superstar who came out against anti-Semitism or any kind of racial bigotry in the 1940s when it wasn't fashionable.
Not fashionable at all.
And he was like that all through his life. So I wanted to bring light to some of those accomplishments that people don't know about, because they know about, the Rat Pack, and they know about, you know, his slinging around with some interesting characters, Raymond Dunyan's characters, and that I played before. But his real contribution was one of being a tremendous humanitarian and someone that spoke out, like I said, against this anti-Semitism and racial bigotry of all kind.
Well, you're doing a wonderful thing here. Tremendous communication on every level.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate your patience.
I appreciate yours. We're going to play out with another tune from Robert Davi's new CD, Davi Sings Sinatra, On the Road to Romance. This is All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree. That's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is. That's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good and lean years, and for all those in between years. Come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. So if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way.
Don't miss any of the updates. Follow my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Coming up, Pussycat Dolls. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From Slumdog Millionaire, this is Jai Ho, featuring the Pussycat Dolls and A.R. Rahman.
Jai Ho!
Is a song about one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, King Kong Tonight from Roderick Land.
The moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun goes down on the jungles and savannas. A strong man's dream of an African queen, and I'm King Kong Tonight. I met her at the mission where the Jesuits prayed. They had a new position, so we all got laid. Took her down the river in a boat I made, singing I'm King Kong Tonight. But her man came home, a half a ton gorilla. He took a look at me and said, I like vanilla. And he and Mrs. Kong began to get it on, and I was monkey in the middle all night. I ran to the mission in my distress, told them all about it and they wanted her address. Missionary needs a little change, I guess, even King Kong Tonight. She makes the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun goes down on the jungles and savannas. Strong man's dream of an African queen, and I'm King Kong Tonight. Many miles from the jungle and the years have flown. I'm living in Manhattan, so it feels like home. But the women are neurotic and they're bald as bones, and they won't kiss Kong tonight. I miss that monkey that I loved so dear. I even miss her husband, but I don't mean queer. It would just be nice if we could all be here watching King Kong tonight. She made the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun went down on the jungles and savannas. A strong man's dream was an African queen for me, King Kong tonight. Yeah, she makes the moon go ape and the monkeys go bananas when the sun goes down on the jungles and savannas. Strong man's dream of an African. King Kong.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time. Nobody can sing them like Jennifer Hudson. From Dreamgirls, this is Love You, I Do.
Never met a man quite like you, doing all he can, making my dreams come true. You're strong and you're smart. You've taken my heart, and I give you the rest of me too. You're the perfect man for me. I love you, I do. I love you. Never felt quite like this. Good about myself. From my very first kiss. love you, I do.
This next tune gave Shrek 2 what every good animated film needs, a good old-fashioned rocker. This is Counting Crows with Accidentally in Love. Hollywood Spotlight is heard Saturday night at 1 a.m. in Los Angeles on 1580 a.m. on our affiliates on the East Coast and is always playing on cfoxrocks.com. That's the initial C, foxrocks.com. Coming up, we're getting real in Rio. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy, with complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's one of the nominees for Best Song this year. It's Sergio Mendez with Real in Rio.
Yeah, you know. jungle. Everything's wild and free.
Never alone, 'cause this is our home.
Magic can happen for Rio, in Rio, all by itself. You can't see it coming, you can't find it anywhere else.
I'm the capoeira kinga, 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 kinga. Birds like me, 'cause I'm a hot winger.
Where'd you hot the winger?
Here everybody loves samba.
I like the samba.
The rhythm you feel in your heart.
I'm the samba master.
Beauty and love, what more could you want?
And if he can be for me.
Sarah McLachlan lends her voice to the cowgirl doll in Toy Story 2. Here she is singing a Randy Newman tune, When She Loved Me.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me. Through the summer and the fall, we had each other, that was all. Just she and I. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her, and I knew that she loved me. So the years went by, I stayed the same, but she began drift away. I was left alone. Still I waited for the day when she'd say I will always love you. Lonely and forgotten, never thought she'd look my way. And she smiled at me, held me just like she used to do, like she loved me when she loved me. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. When she loved me.
Here's a track that you may not have heard in the movies yet, but you might soon. From their newly released Suckers CD, this is the Jelly Bricks with Rock and Roll Suicide.
One last time, I have seen the light come even, and I'm feeling.
like a rock and roll suicide. My brain is bleeding, my soul is kneeling, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. I am stealing the light, can't believe it, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. My brain is bleeding, my soul is kneeling, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. My friends are all gonna hit the ceiling, and I'm feeling like a rock and roll suicide. And
this is Carolyn Fox, and you can email me at cfoxrocks.com. That's the initial C, foxrocks.com. Just go to the Contact Us page. With a face and a body that would rival any movie star's, Larkin McLean believes that if they made a movie of her life, it would be an X-rated musical.
If there was a movie made about my life so far, some people might think I'm not missing much. Critics would write rave reviews. 5 stars, thumbs up, the biggest sleeper yet. A comedy, an overnight success. The Puritans will think the film's got too much sex. Of the gross, who's laughing now? X-rated musical, breaking naked into song, busty Latinas and long leg blondes, doing the can-can in the chorus line. X-rated musical, breaking naked.
Carolyn Fox, the Fox Who Rocks Hollywood. Coming up next, we have a tune where all hell breaks loose.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music and features we can't play on the air, hit the After Hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's a tune that's been heard in many movies and TV shows. This is Maxwell Mosher with Hell.
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
People listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamp on his feet.
Thank you.
a place where eternally fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bones are ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for a serious strife.
Top skill and brain, but all the things you tried to hide will be revealed on the other side.
In the afterlife, you could be headed for a serious strife. Now you make the scene all day.
Make the furnace!
Tomorrow every yeah. other day.
The A and the T and the I, O, N. Lose your face, lose your name, then give it and fall to the flame.
And the D and the A and the M and the N and the A and the T and the I, O, N.
Lose your face, lose your name, then give it and fall to the
another track which is also nominated for Best Song this year. This is Jason Siegel and Walter with Man or Muppet.
I reflect on my reflection and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man or am I a muppet?
Am I a muppet?
If I'm a muppet, then I'm a very manly muppet.
Very manly muppet.
Am I a muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a muppet of a man.
A muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man? Here I go again, I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand who I am.
The Shadow, with a tune from their self-titled CD, reminiscent of the way many movies end, as the sun sets in the west.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn Fox, and you can see my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. This is Rebecca Zabin with a tune from her Japanese Bathhouse CD that won an award for Best Ukulele Video. Smile.
You might be swimming in the ocean and find you're running out of air. There comes a snorkel out of the blue above. It's Jacques Cousteau and you're in love.
You might be walking in the desert, get heat stroke, fall down in the sand. You're saved by Florence Nightingale, and now you're walking hand in hand.
Once in a while, now and then,
you'll meet a guy
or a girl that makes you smile. You never know,
who knows when,
you'll meet the her
or the him
that makes you smile.
We might be driving in our car.
We might be flying in our rocket.
But we're in love, oh yes we are.
Fox, reminding you to tune in next week for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to play you out from our special movie music show with a track from Israel Kamaka Viva Ole, which I believe appeared in The Descendants. This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Think to myself, what?
What a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where